For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Sports radio. That's what we were talking about on the live stream during the break. Facebook.com/TheFanUpstate, TheFanUpstate on YouTube, The Rob Brown Show on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Join us on our live stream. We are live all 4 hours, all 5 days a week, every day, except when we don't want to be, and then we're not. But between here and there, join us on our live stream every single day. Here's the deal. We want the stream to take off. That's why we do the stream every day, but it only works if you guys join in. So join us on the live stream when you get to the office, as you are now, because it's after 8 o'clock in the morning. You better be at work. You lazy bones, you. When you get to the office, put us up on your computer. Get yourself an extra. Go grab your chief engineer, the one that, you know, doesn't want to be the chief engineer. Go grab the chief engineer and be like, hey, and call him chief because they love that, all right? And you want him to be nice to you. So go, hey, chief. Could I get a dual monitor set up in here? Could I get an extra monitor? I feel like I would be extra super duper efficient at my job if I had a dual monitor. And once Chief gives you a dual monitor, what I want you to do is take that second monitor and I want you to watch the live stream. Join us every day for all 4 hours of the show on said live stream. So during the break, I don't even know how it came up.
Well, it was on the stream. Someone said I was the Barry White of sports flashes, which I'm not. Although I'm not.
No, you're definitely not, and neither am I.
I am
Donovan.
Yeah.
Donovan said that Lonzo is the Barry White of sports flashes, to which we ended up in a conversation about Barry White, and then I said, "Could Barry White do sports talk radio, right? Could Barry White open up the mic and go,
let's talk about DJ Uyunglele. Let's talk about the Noles. Let's talk about the Gamecocks.
You just
Lenore Sellers, out there at QB1.
There's just something that you don't have. I don't know what it is. There's no depth to your bass. You could tell you're lowering your voice. With Barry White, that was his voice. So,
listen, Lonzo, if I had a naturally Barry White voice, I'd be in a recording studio somewhere today, not sitting in my bro cave, my man. I'd be off somewhere recording the next vocals on the next hit R&B record, not in here talking about the college football playoffs. Are you kidding me? Nobody has a Barry White voice. That's why Barry White is Barry White. And the rest of us Barry not.
He was. I believe he's no longer with us. I could be wrong. Now I got to look and see if Barry White's dead.
All right. Time to talk some National Football League.
Now, see, it's not even.
Yeah,
it's
Barry
not even
White's been. He's been gone for some time. He died July 4th, 2003.
2003.
It's time for the final week of the NFL's preseason. The Indianapolis Colts on the road at the Cincinnati Bengals. The Chicago Bears on the road at the Kansas City Chiefs. Will we see the starters tonight? Or will it be backups backing that thing up?
All right, that's enough of that.
Yeah, because it just doesn't work. I mean, I could have threw the music up there and it would have worked better. I'm trying to think if there's anyone in this building who could have the depth of Barry White.
Oh, there's absolutely not. There's absolutely not.
I think the boss. You haven't heard the boss is on air. He's got those depths to him.
That's true. I wonder, he's got to have like, he's got to have some old clips on YouTube or something.
He's been on air. When you first came here, he was on air. So
actually, I take that back. I think I've heard him before, because I think very early in my Greenville residency, I think I was flipping channels when I had just moved here and I was like learning the radio programming around here. And I think I stumbled across him one day on, I guess it was The Planet.
No,
and I
was like, he was on Classic Rock 101 doing an air shift for a while. I don't think he does it anymore, but yeah.
Yeah. I think I crossed it. I'm like, is that the boss? Because that's not, I wish he talked to me that way at the office when I screwed up.
No,
that'd be a lot more soothing.
That would make me even more uncomfortable. No, thank you.
All right, let's get some Kyle. Let's get some National Football League in here. We'll remind you, coming up at 8:40 this morning, Rashad Beard of the Panther Nation podcast is going to join us. The Panthers taking on the Buffalo Bills on the road in their final preseason contest. Might this be the week that we see QB1 Bryce Young out there? Reports coming out right now, and we can dive into this a little bit. There's a term that I like to use when it comes to being a fan of a bad base, Lonzo, of a bad team. There are two I call them mental drugs. Okay, and I'm not talking about like real drugs. All right, I call them mental drugs, and those two mental drugs are copium and hopium. Have you heard these expressions before? Copium and hopium?
No, I don't hang in those circles.
You mean Twitter? Yeah, you do. I've seen you there. All right. Don't try to play holier than thou. You're an Xer just like the rest of us, great one. I've seen you.
Copium and hopium sounds like something that you get at Studio 54. I don't know.
Very different than the substances you would pick up at Studio 54. Copium is when you realize that the thing that you love is bad. So you start making up reasons that, no, actually, it's very, very good. You, other person, just don't understand it, right? Copium is when, say, you're a fan of a, I don't know, like 2-15 football team. And even though nothing is getting better for you, you start finding dumb little things to say are getting better for you. Copium is when your team is 2-15, and so you start dialing in on, we got the best jerseys in the NFL, y'all. Okay, fine. Whatever it is that you need to do in order to not focus in on the fact that your team stinks. That is copium. And then on the flip side, there's hopium. Hopium is when you actually do have something that you can lean on, but it is something that you really start to lean on. Like, it's the only thing that you focus on to deal with the fact that, well, things aren't great, right? Well, the Panthers right now have a little bit of hopium. The hopium is, Bryce Young's been killing it at practices lately. Bryce Young's been on point. He's been on target. He has had accurate pass after accurate pass. And just to address the thing that the great one has been hanging on for some time now, in fairness, and this is why I say it is hopium and not actual hope. Of course, the practice footage we're going to get is practice footage that is hand-selected by the Carolina Panthers. You are getting highlights, 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 and nothing but highlights. But I think it's okay to read a little bit into highlights. I don't think it is okay to set your entire expectations based on highlights. But I do think it is okay to ingest the highlights if there are a lot of them and assume, well, there must be something going right if there are this many highlights for us to ingest. I've been following the Panthers a little bit across the videos they've been putting up on YouTube from practices, from different beat reporters that have been covering this team and going to the open portion of practices, etc., etc. And what I can tell you from the discussions that have been going on amongst those who have been covering the team in person, and we will talk to Rashad Beard about this coming up in about 30 minutes from right now. Not only does Bryce Young look pretty good when the team is going 11 on 11 full team scrimmages, but he looks very comfortable in the pocket. He looks very comfortable in the face of a rush. He looks more comfortable than he looked last year in terms of familiarity with this offense. I am not saying BY9 has mastered this thing. I am not saying that BY9 is suddenly playing Pro Bowl caliber football. What I am saying is that the biggest concerns that the great one and I have had about this young man leading into the 2024 season seem to be things that Bryce Young has improved during the offseason. From what I understand, the footwork in the pocket looks much more polished. From what I understand, the decision making on when and where to release the football looks a lot more quick and crisp than it has in years gone by. And on top of all of that, and this is my favorite part, because if you've been following the show, you know that my biggest discussion point about BY has been, at the end of the day, you can only be as good no matter what job it is that you are doing. You can only be as good as the equipment around you allows you to be. And I have said time and time again that while I respect, appreciate, acknowledge, and commend the effort that Adam Thielen put in last year as wide receiver one for this team, Adam Thielen is not a wide receiver one. He is not an X wide receiver. That is your primary wide receiver. That is your wide receiver that lines up opposite the tight end, because you know that he's the guy you can trust to get open when he is on a premier defender. So you want to give him more room to operate. That's not Adam Thielen. Adam Thielen is your Z wide receiver. He is your slot wide receiver. He is the wide receiver that you put him wherever you feel like there is going to be a coverage gap in the defense. So I appreciate Adam Thielen's work as an X. I need him as a Z. I need him as a slot. This is why I've said the most important thing for the Carolina Panthers to do is figure out who the Y receiver is going to be. That is the wide receiver that traditionally lines up on the line of scrimmage, on the same side as the tight end, opposite the X, usually with the slot receiver underneath him, that of course being Adam Thielen. Who's that going to be? Is it John Mingo? Is it Terrace Marshall Jr.? Is there going to be someone else that steps up into the mix? We will find out. That, to me, is arguably the biggest question that the Carolina Panthers have yet to resolve. Who's going to be that wide receiver? What I will say is this. Deontay Johnson is getting open. Deontay Johnson is finding gaps in the defense down the field that he has been manipulating in order to create space. And when he does, Bryce Young has been finding him. Do you know what happens when you have a Deontay Johnson who is able to get down the field rapidly, make a cut, and draw defenders with him because he becomes a danger to cut inside, outside, near, or far. All of the sudden, a guy like an Adam Thielen becomes infinitely more dangerous because if Deontay is getting down the football field and he is pulling defenders with him, all of a sudden, that safety at the top of the field, he's got to play a little bit deeper. And not only does he have to play a little bit deeper, but he's got to play a little deeper and he's got to play a little deeper shaded to wherever Deontay Johnson is. What that means is one of two things. Either A, there's going to be a gap in the coverage where he leaves, hello, Adam Thielen, or it means a second level defender, an outside linebacker, an underneath quarter, whoever. Somebody has got to slide into that gap in coverage. And of course, that means what? That means they leave a gap in the coverage. Hello, Adam Thielen. That is, once again, the job of the Z wide receiver, in this case, your slot, in this case, Adam Thielen. That is what that guy is a master of the craft at. And if he is a master of the craft, and Deontay Johnson is indeed not just getting open down the field, but also drawing coverage to him because of it, now, not only does Bryce Young have the over-the-top wide receiver that, as much as we all love Adam Thielen is not. But on top of having that open over-the-top wide receiver, now he's got an open slot receiver, or at least the opportunity to pick between the two. And from what I am hearing right now, and again, we will ask Rashad Beard about this in about 35 minutes when he joins us on the program. From what I am hearing, not only is the new DJ, Deontay Johnson, getting open, but Adam Thielen is having an easier time getting open underneath. And the most important thing about that in its entirety is that Bryce Young's getting him the football. He's getting him the football on time. He's getting them the football out of breaks. He's getting them the football away from the coverage. And he is taking advantage of the strengths of a newly built wide receiver core. And that is Dave Canales's biggest strength. And from what I can tell, from what I'm hearing, from the little bit that I'm seeing, despite knowing that it is absolutely all and entirely play highlights from the Panthers that I have seen so far, I've seen it as well. And I'm pretty pumped about it. Rashad Beard joins us at 8:40 to talk Panther football. When we come back here in a minute, let's take a look at some of the preseason matchups we have seen, some of the preseason matchups we will see, and glean what lessons hast thou learned thus far from the NFL preseason. We'll talk about that next on the Rob Brown Show on the Fan Upstate.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
The Rob Brown Show continues rolling through, hour number three of the broadcast. Rashad Beard joins us in the next segment to talk a little Carolina Panther football. Looking forward to having Rashad joining us here on the show. We have got a couple of discussions that I want to get into on the radio broadcast. We've done a lot of college football. Let's continue with the NFL here on the show, as that's what we've really kind of been dialed in on so far this week. What lessons have we taken away from the NFL's preseason so far this week? Because there is no doubt that there are a lot of them. The first I'm going to jump into, Lonzo, is people need to calm down about the preseason for sure. All right. And I said this yesterday on this show. I said it on You Better You Bet on the BetQL Network. I said it on my guest spot on BetMGM tonight, last night. Folks have got to calm down about the preseason. And I am talking specifically about fans of teams that are going to be reliant on rookie quarterbacks this year. And first and foremost, I'm looking at the New England Patriots as my number one example of this year. Drake May had himself a pretty good, not great, but a pretty good showing in preseason game number two. Game number one, he threw three passes, he completed two, and there were some, not many, but some Patriots fans that were just convinced that guy's him, right? That's him. He went 2 of 3. Okay, it's preseason and he went 2 of 3. Maybe relax. He came in game number two, played much more extensively, had a pretty good completion percentage and a rushing touchdown off of a read option that he read and optioned, quite well. And the Patriots fans ready to crown Drake May, Tom Brady, volume 2.0. Relax, dudes. Chicago Bears fans. Yesterday evening, again, BetMGM tonight, did my weekly spot every Wednesday at 7:20 p.m. And when I did, they wanted to talk about a couple of different things, including the AFC South, which we will get to coming up here in a little while, because I am sure Lonzo and I will have differing opinions on how that conference or that division shapes up this year. We'll get to that here in just a little while. The concept of the rookie quarterback being a messiah is something that I think even Bears fans need to relax on. Caleb Williams, of the rookie quarterbacks, I would argue, and I might be eating some crow about Caleb Williams. I like Caleb Williams. Part of the reason I like Caleb Williams, and I said this earlier in the week, Caleb Williams is very much Caleb Williams, and unapologetically so, right? Caleb Williams took a lot of crap for crying when USC lost to Notre Dame last year. Did it care? No, didn't seem to care at all. Caleb Williams took a lot of crap for painting his fingernails. Did he stop doing so? No. In fact, quite the opposite. He showed up to the draft with them painted. He showed up to his first day with the Bears with them painted and did not care at all. Caleb Williams took a lot of crap for having a pink phone case showing that fans will do anything to mock professional football players. Did Caleb Williams change up his phone case? No, he didn't. He kept rocking the one that he liked. Caleb Williams took some crap for the different types of suits that he was wearing, not your traditional three-piece business suit. Did Caleb Williams care? No, he still went down the path of being a fashion icon. Did not care, does not care, has not changed a damn thing, which is why yesterday when the Hard Knocks episode from this week aired, Caleb Williams said into a camera, great one, that he hasn't been nervous before a football game since high school. And a lot of people, specifically on X, because it is a cesspool, a lot of people jumped all over Caleb Williams. They said, what? How? You've played in so many big games. You have to be. A competitor would be nervous. A take that, while I think I understand, I think some people have this, this hang up, if you will, that if you're not doing it my way, that if you don't think about a thing the way I think about a thing, that if you don't do a thing the way I would do the thing, if you don't feel about a thing the way that I would feel about a thing, then you're doing it wrong, as if we are not all different people with our own different chemical and electrical impulses in our brain that make us think and act differently from each other. Caleb Williams, as the kids say, DGAF, all right? He doesn't care. He doesn't care how you feel, whatever. And that, to me, I actually really like that as the mark of a probable successful quarterback. That's the type of dude that I feel like the outside noise will not impact him as it does other guys. I'll tell you one guy I am concerned about that happening to, and it's a guy that I have told you multiple times this offseason I actually think is going to be fine, Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson cares so much about his damn brand that I think outside noise actually does impact him a little bit. And while I do think that he has the opportunity to be the better of the two quarterbacks in Pittsburgh, I also know... I don't know why that's funny.
Because they've been showing stats all morning on TV about how much better Justin Fields has been than Russell Wilson. How much better
in that one preseason game that they played?
It's more than Justin Fields has played in two preseason games. You're gonna be so wrong on this. I can't wait.
We will find out. Regardless of how we feel about that particular situation, I do believe that Russell Wilson is susceptible to the outside noise, and I think that could be a major problem for Russell Wilson, not Caleb Williams. However, I would also say to the fans that are leaning on NFL rookie quarterbacks to be the football messiah of their particular community and or franchise, relax a little bit, because unless you have a Caleb Williams, and there's only one of them this year, the more that you pile on to the shoulders of these young guys, the more that you drop on their shoulders, the more likely it is that it is going to be too much, as Doc Holliday would say, a burden to bear. It's a lot of weight.
I'm curious, do you think Caleb Williams is going to have more victories for Chicago this year than what they had last year?
Yes.
I don't.
Yes, I do.
I don't. He's looked good in preseason. All the painting, fingernails, and all that kind of stuff, I think that's a work. I really do. I think that's a look at me type thing. And you're right, he don't care. But I think he's trolling with that. But we'll see. And I don't know that they have any better of a season this year than they did last year.
I understand that. I do. I think there is already an upgrade. I'll tell you right now, and again, I guess I'm almost kind of going against my own thing that I just said a minute ago. That thing being relax a little bit because it is the preseason. But Caleb Williams has shown one thing to me that Justin Fields did not as a Bear, and that is not freaking out when he's under pressure and immediately going to the legs, which is the biggest issue Justin Fields has, was anytime he felt pressure, he just immediately wanted to pull and run.
Here's the thing,
Caleb Williams is already more composed than
He didn't have a choice because their offensive line was really bad. He didn't have a choice. And if that offensive line hasn't been upgraded, he's going to have the same problem this year. I don't get the hype. This quarterback class is the worst in probably 10 years, and I don't see any of them going very far in the NFL. But we'll see. Again,
I'm going to make a note to circle back around to start the 9 o'clock hour before Fight Club with the great one at 9:20, because it is amazing to me that something that I have said in defense of Bryce Young, and you have lit me up for it, you just used the same defense for Justin Fields.
No, I didn't.
When Caleb Williams has played behind effectively the same offensive line. We got to run to a break.
No, I didn't. I did not.
Yeah, absolutely did, because my guy Rashad Beard is waiting in the wings. So when we come back here in just a minute,
Is that like an extra wing of a mansion or something? What is waiting in the wings?
Waiting in the wings is a showbiz term, because off to the side of the stage are the wings of the stage. And so if you're an actor waiting to come on stage and deliver your performance, you are technically waiting in the wings.
Wow, you just slapped me in the face. Thank you.
With knowledge, you're a smarter person now. You know who else is going to be a smarter person? All of you Carolina Panther fans, when Rashad Beard joins us in the next segment of the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate. It's the Rob Brown Show. It is the Fan Upstate. It is Thursday. It is 8:40 a.m., which means it is time to take a roadie, virtually, of course, right up the road to Charlotte, North Carolina. And that is where we find our next guest. He joins us every Thursday at this time to talk a little Carolina Panther football. He is the host, one half of the Panther Nation podcast. He, of course, is Rashad Beard joining us here on the show. What's up, fella? How we feeling, big dog?
What's going on? Feeling good. 1 week closer to real football, so I'm excited. Let's get it ready to go.
I'm at the point now where, like, you know, we're in sports talk, and so we're supposed to talk about sports, but, like, as a football fan, Rashad, I've kind of hit the point where I'm like, bro, I'm done talking. Everything that needs to be said's been said. Every bit of trash talk we got in us has been let out at this point. The hate's out in the universe. Can we just strap them up and play at this point?
Yeah. We want, especially for Carolina Panthers fans, we have yet to see our starting guys play. And so we're itching, we're chomping at the bit to see our guys. So, you know, this preseason can't be done soon enough. Next week, you know, you got roster cut downs. And so, yeah, we're excited to get there. We want to see our guys. We want to see Bryce. We want to see the offensive line. We want to see Canales and the improvements. We want to see it all. We just haven't seen it yet. So we're, you know, a little antsy right now.
Talk to me a little bit about that, because that is something that Lonzo's been on for a hot minute now, is Canales has not turned the starters loose. You told us last week not to expect them in the game against the Jets because of how many reps they got during the live scrimmage portion of the joint practice. We know Buffalo's not rolling the starters out this weekend, which led me to think, if you're going to turn the starters loose, this would be the weekend to do it, right? Like, send them out there, let them beat up on Buffalo's number twos, or at least try to get some reps in against Buffalo's number twos in some live action. Do we have any indication? Because my other thought has been, look, I get BY's gotten a lot of reps in practice. I know a lot of reps in practice is a good thing, but getting some road reps in, even against a half audience in a roadie in the preseason, getting some live reps on an away field against a defense full of guys trying to either make or solidify their spot on the team might be a good thing for the second year QB in Carolina. Will we see the starters this week against Buffalo?
It's a double-edged sword, man. I really think it's a double-edged sword when it comes to playing the good, because I want to see them. I mean, that's for my own selfishness. I would like to see our starters play. Like, I want to see what we got. We haven't seen it all offseason. We haven't seen it all training camp, except for in the joint practices. So I want to see it. I want to see the pre-snap motion. I want to see Deontay Johnson, the Bryce Young connection that's been hyped up all offseason. I want to see it. But at the same time, you know, I kind of get it, especially from the prior weeks, in that you didn't have your full complement of the offensive line, right? Damian Lewis dealing with some issues. You didn't want to throw it out there, throw your guys out there and potentially, you know, get Bryce hurt or whatever the case may be, or injure guys even further. So I understand him not wanting to play the guys. Will he play them against the Bills? I don't know, man. Are we going to take that much away from them going to get some twos, right? Is it that important? I don't know. I don't have the answer to that. I've talked to guys like Jonathan Stewart, and he says, listen, we don't need the reps. I don't need it. But at the same time, this is a new system. I don't know, man. I would like to see it, but I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, listen, that's I'm glad you said it that way, because Lonzo and I were kicking this thing back and forth a little earlier this week, and I kind of said the same thing, like, wanting to see the starters is just, that's just what we want, and what we want doesn't make what's best for the team. That's why fans don't get decisions of what an NFL team does. I think we all agree that this team needs the reps, right? Like, it's a first-year coach, first-year OC, first-year playbook, first-year scheme, first-year for a lot of the guys working with BY. I've said a couple of times, the report came out last week that last offseason, the playbook changed three times before they got out there and started running it in the regular season. So I've made the joke, but it's not really a joke, that it's Bryce Young's rookie year, and I would treat him as if it was. But at the end of the day, And I hate to say this because it sounds so damn passive, Rashad, but this is a spot where I think as a fan, I just got to sit back and go, I trust Dave Canales to know what's best for this team. That's why you hired him. Let my man go to work.
That's literally been my message to the Panther Nation. This entire offseason, all the moves that we made or lack of moves that we've made is that, hey, man, we don't know what we have. We don't know what we don't know. And I'm a data guy, right? We don't have any data that proves him to be right or wrong. This is the first time he's been a head coach. This is the first time he has he's actually pulling the levers on whether we're going to play starters or not and whether it's going to work. Next year, things may change based on the data that we have this year. But as of right now, all we can do as a fan is just say, hey, let's trust him. This is not Matt Rhule. This is not Frank Reich. He deserves a clean slate, and let's treat him as such. I know we want to see it as fans, but, hey, let the man cook, and let's see what we got.
You know, I mentioned this during the week. I think it would feel a little bit better if we at least saw Andy Dalton in there because the quarterback play we're getting right now, it's no indication of what this offense is going to be. At least with Andy Dalton in there, you get a taste of what the Canales offense would be like, and I think that's also very frustrating.
You know, I agree, Zoe, but Dalton's been injured too. Like, he's been dealing with the hamstring, so that's why you haven't seen Dalton. I think they are hyping him up as if he is going to play if he's healthy, but that's a part of the game, right? We've been dealing with so many injuries that's probably the reason why you're not seeing a lot of the guys. But I certainly agree. I think that Dalton helps us truly see what we have in our depth, right? We don't know what we have in guys like Jalen Coker because you got Jack Plummer. All due respect to Jack Plummer, but he's not the guy we want throwing to a guy like Jalen Coker. We don't know what we have yet. So I agree with those points. It's very valid.
Yeah, no, I do too, as far as that goes. But again, I'd also say every one of these sentences that we said about it is we want to see. Don't matter. It doesn't matter. All that matters is what is best for the football team. And the only person who can make that decision, and you hope it makes it right, is Dave Canales at this point. Let's talk practice here for a little while because Rashad Beard, I said earlier, Panthers handing out a little free dose of hopium to the Carolina Panther fans lately because the reports are right now that BY's been looking smooth in practice, that Deontay's been getting open and taking the top off the defense. Thielen's been able to do what he does best, which is find the spots in the coverage to sit down and present the numbers in a target to Bryce Young. Obviously, as far as what the Panthers give you, it's only going to be the positives. But you got beat reporters at practice right now that are saying, hey, BY's hitting the targets. The footwork's clean. He's taking his time and he's finding the right throws and then he's making them. Is this best foot forward? Or is there a little something about BY9 in practice right now that's got folks legitimately feeling pretty good about it?
No, I think he's been getting better. I've seen it with my own two eyes. I've seen him go from not playing well at the start of training camp to getting better and better and better. And now you're starting to see the progression with us pushing the football down the field. That was a big concern during training camp was like, hey, man, where's the deep passes? Why are we not getting the football or stretching the football down the field? And you started to see it at the end of training camp. So we just, again, this is just all goes back to us trusting the process, trusting what Canales is doing, and allow him to put in the work that he's done with previous quarterbacks like Geno Smith and Baker Mayfield. We've seen it work. Let's see if it's going to work here. And I think we're heading in the right direction. Again, you've got Bryce is better because the offensive line is now improved. The weapons around him has improved. So it's not just about him as an individual. It's about everything else around him. Everything else is better on paper than it was last year. So hopefully Bryce will also improve. And yeah, as far as the beat reporters go, there's some trusted beat reporters out there that really will keep it real and keep it honest about how Bryce Young is performing. If he's not good, they'll say he's not good. But if he is good, they'll give him the props to say he is good. So all signs are pointing to that he is playing well, and I should trust it. And just a quick call back to us not playing our starters. There's a positive aspect to that too, right? Somebody's going to get a little surprise week one, right? If nobody knows what's going on, nobody's seen our offense, somebody's going to get a little bit of surprise. And I think that's going to be New Orleans Saints. I don't know how you feel about that, but we could catch somebody off guard. You know what I mean?
No, listen, I absolutely agree. I'll tell you, I've already picked this team to split with every NFC South team. I'm picking them 1-1. I'm a little less optimistic about a split with the Falcons. You know, I can't stand an Atlanta Falcon. I'm happy to pick them to lose every game. But with the additions of Judon and Simmons like that, That defense got a hell of a lot better in 2 days last week, so I'm a little more apprehensive about Atlanta, but I think you're splitting with New Orleans. I went home and home. I think my team has taken a painful step back this year. There's an opportunity for Carolina to go on the road and won, especially if they have kept the smoke screen up. If BY's a different dude this year, if Deontay is that X receiver we wanted him to be, if that allows Thielen to be the Z wide receiver he always should have been out of the slot, there's some issues in the New Orleans secondary. There's some issues with the defensive line, which is the other spot, or with the offensive line, which is the other spot Carolina should be much better at, is across the defensive line. I got to tell you, man, Carolina's strengths might match up with New Orleans' weaknesses for a 1-0 start to the season. And if you come out of the gate with a dub on the road in week one, I think the entire mood around this team shifts immediately.
It will. And again, I don't think it'll surprise anybody if we do lose. But if we do go out there and are even like competitive, if it's a close game, like I think we'll get some confidence going into the weeks prior or weeks after that. And I think we'll be able to capitalize on it. But don't be surprised. I mean, we really got to just let it play out. Let's see what we got. I know it sucks. We want to see our guys, but let's see what happens. I think we're going to be heading in the right direction for sure. I'm excited.
Talk to me real quick about the wide receivers. Got a couple more minutes with Rashad Beard, host of the Panther Nation podcast. We talked about him a minute ago. Deontay Johnson, from what I understand, running good routes, running crisp routes, getting open over the top. Adam Thielen there. I still think you got to find the why. I still think you got to find the two, the guy that's going to be in the middle. We've seen some bad out of TMJ and John Mingo. We've seen a couple of good spots out of TMJ and John Mingo. A couple of other guys on this roster that are trying to fit in. Is anybody taking that step forward to be the guy that's between? Is it going to be Xavier Leggett? Have we seen anything out of him, not in the games but in practices, that make you believe he's figured it out? Where do you guys stand with the number two wide receiver right now?
Yeah, if I had to call it right at this moment, I would say Mingo. Mingo has taken a big step. Some call him the camp MVP for training camp, or most improved, excuse me, not MVP, most improved player. He's working with Steve Smith in the offseason. He's gotten better. His route recognition or his route abilities, his route running abilities gotten better. And I would say recognition too. For those know, you know what I'm talking about. But yeah, man, he's gotten better. His hands, I know he had to drop in the first preseason game, but he's getting better. And I think all receivers have drops. Come on, let's be real here. Not everybody's 100% there. So it is what it is there. I think that we'll get better. Mingo's getting better. Leggett, we haven't seen much of him in training camp just because he's been dealing with injuries, hamstring here, ankle there. It's been a little banged up, little rough start for Mingo, Leggett. But I do think he would develop into potentially wide receiver two some point down the road. But right now I got to give it to Mingo, and I'm excited about the wide receiver group. I think they're all getting better, and I think we'll be fine there for sure.
I'm excited about the wide receiver group is a sentence that a Panther fan hasn't said in a very, very long time. One more before we let you go, big dog. We got on the road at the Bills. Like we mentioned earlier, Buffalo not going to play their starters in preseason game three. I know we don't know if Carolina is going to yet or not, Rashad Beard, but as far as coaching, individual position units, individual players, whatever, what's going to make Rashad Beard finish up this weekend saying, all right, I'm good with the preseason. I'm happy with what I saw. What do you want to see out of this team this weekend that makes you feel like that step forward you've been looking for got taken?
Yeah, and obviously we're going to see this because maybe our starters play, maybe they don't. But I want to see us continue to develop that depth, right? It's all good. It's a long season, right? Your starters, you protected them all preseason. Somebody's probably going to get injured down the road. I want to see that depth tested. And I want to make sure we have those guys ready to go if their number's called. Guys like Trevin Wallace have stepped up to the plate. I mean, I've come up here and I got to eat crow on every place I go because that's a pick that I did not like. And he is coming out here and he's doing a fantastic job. All praises for Trevin Wallace. He's doing really well. Third round pick. Nobody really liked it, but he's balling right now. Guys like Damani Richardson, undrafted free agent, who having a great offseason and training camp and preseason. He's doing a wonderful job there, testing that depth. We have some injuries at the safety position, so it'd be good to see him continue to develop. So I'm looking for that defense. Guys, the depth on defense, especially from the pass rushers, guys like Iku Liota, DJ Johnson, they've got to step it up because I have a feeling we're going to be playing the waiver wire looking for another edge rusher and another cornerback. So I think that depth is really something I'm looking for. Same goes for the offensive line. I know we signed these big names, but we need to make sure that depth is tested and is ready to go if the numbers are called. So it's all about depth. I want to see guys like Jalen Coker out there go out and make that final push to make the roster. It's going to be tough, but we'll see what he's got. Guys like David Moore, we got to see what we got in him. Mike Strawn, all those wide receivers that we talked about, we need that depth. So all about the depth for me and seeing what we got.
Rashad Beard is the host of the Panther Nation podcast. You can find them on X at Panther Nation PC. More importantly, get over to the YouTube channel, Panther Nation Podcast. They are live all the time. Posted yesterday a live round table with fans and podcast hosts from the other NFC South teams. I'll be watching that later on this afternoon to check in. Make sure you follow them, turn those alerts on, and get subscribed to the Panther Nation Podcast on YouTube. My guy, next time we talk, buddy, we're counting down to week one, partner.
Yeah, it's going to be fun, man. Really quick, we have a marathon stream next week for Cut Down Day. We're going to go live the entire day to track everything. It's going to be fun because it's important. The Panthers have the number one waiver wire selection, right? So all these guys that get cut, we'll have the first right to select them and pick them up and put them on our roster. I'm pretty sure Dan Morgan and company are going to be playing that waiver wire to the T. So we're going to be watching it, covering everything. It's going to be a really, really fun stream.
Oh, I like it. I like it. You need somebody to kill time, call me.
Come through, man. Come through.
My man, Rashad Beard, host of the Panther Nation podcast. Big Dog, talk to you next week, brother.
All right. Peace out, guys. Thank you.
Later. Rashad Beard from the Panther Nation podcast. Again, make sure you're following them on X at Panther Nation PC and on YouTube by searching and subscribing to the Panther Nation podcast. When we come back here in just a minute, a little bit more college football week zero talk, and then Fight Club with the great Milanzo at 9:20. Talk a little MMA, a little boxing, a little pro wrestling, all coming up on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate.
The Atlanta Braves dropped a second in a three-game set to the Philadelphia Phillies yesterday, 3-2, bringing this series even at a game apiece. Max Fried gave up two runs on four hits in seven innings. The Braves collected nine hits but couldn't find the win despite multiple base runners in the bottom of the ninth. Philadelphia's lead in the East is now back to seven games, and Atlanta is a game and a half up on the Mets for the final wild card spot. Clemson Tigers secured their second quarterback of the 2026 class in the signing of Brock Bradley out of Birmingham, Alabama. Bradley also had offers from Wake Forest, Cincinnati, and West Virginia. Hey, you know what time it is? It's football time. Tune in tomorrow night at 7 p.m. as the Burns Rebels get the high school football season started as they head to T.L. Hanna to take on the Yellow Jackets. It's Burns versus T.L. Hanna right here on your home for Burns Rebels football, the Fan Upstate.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northside's and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.